Welcome back to the Maggie Don Show. Good afternoon to everybody listening in across the Civic Media Network. Maggie is back on Monday, so you're stuck with me for one more day before we switch it back to your regularly scheduled programming. I am your guest host this afternoon. My name is Dan Schaefer. I am the founder of the Recombobulation Area and the political editor here at Civic Media. And for our next segment, we're going to be talking a little beer. I think it's Friday. It's a good day to talk a little bit of beer. So we're going to be joined by the executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine, and the beer baron himself, Chris Drosner. Chris, welcome to the Maggie Don Show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
So there's been a lot of news over the past couple months about beer, about breweries in and around Milwaukee, and a number of them closing, a number of them kind of consolidating. And frankly, I'm a little discombobulated. A lot has happened here over the past couple months to many of my favorite spots in and around Milwaukee. So help us recombobulate here, Chris. What is going on with all of the change in the brewery industry here in Milwaukee?
Well, it's the beginning of a year, and that's how banks think. So I think some of these businesses that are that have been struggling for a while, I think they've had their leashes kind of extended for a while, and this is probably the end of those, the ends of those leashes. We had a lot. So this weekend we've got two closures coming up. That's Enlightened Brewing, which was announced last month, and then City Lights, which was a bit more abrupt, also closing this weekend. That was announced just last week. We also had Mobcraft closing at the end of November in Milwaukee, and coming up, well, the other two weren't closures, but they were acquisitions and changes related to, you know, brewery business health, I would say. That one is Sahale in Grafton, Sahale Aleworks being acquired by Gathering Place based in Milwaukee. And then the big one was Good City, which was one of the kind of stars, I would say, of the 2016 Milwaukee brewery boom, is being acquired by Explorium, which was one of the smaller, lower profile openings of 2016. They operate two brew pubs, one in the Southridge Mall and one in the Third Ward. So it's kind of a smaller operator acquiring a larger, what had been, or at least perceived as, a larger operator. So a lot of changes going on. And we think that Good City will probably be phased out as a brand, is how it looks at this point.
Yeah, that, I mean, of all of these, I think that's probably the one that surprised me the most was the one about Good City. You know, they've got the location right in the Deer District. They've got, you know, they've been part of that production facility at Century City. They've got some good beer, right? So that one was a little bit surprising to me. Is that the one that kind of stood out to you as well as kind of the more surprising news of all of these kind of brewery, you know, consolidations, closings, whatever?
Yeah, I think so. If you look at the way that Good City's business has evolved, it kind of makes sense. They opened as primarily a production brewery with a pretty hearty restaurant taproom presence. And after 2019, after the pandemic, there was more of a shift toward, obviously on-premise, on-site sales weren't happening during that time. So a lot of places were pivoting to canning beer that they hadn't been doing before, but Good City had already been doing that. And they actually kind of went the opposite way in opening additional locations. I think there was an interview that just dropped today with Dan Catt, one of the co-founders of Good City, and he said, "We got into this business to be basically a production brewery, and that's the part of, you know, distribution, buying six packs to take home or mm-hmm. at the grocery store or something like that, versus on-site, you know, on-premise sales, which are, you know, or essentially a brew pub model, which is what the Explorium does. And he said 80 to 90% of our business is now that, and that's not really why we got into this business. And is there somebody else that's better suited to kind of handle that? Mm-hmm. So, that's a pretty eyes open kind of assessment of your own, you know, business strategy and what you want to do going forward.
We're talking with Chris Drosner. He's the executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine and the Beer Baron himself, talking about a bunch of the changes happening in the brewery industry. And yeah, you talked about that 2016 brewery boom that we had in Milwaukee. So in one of my past lives here, I was a reporter at the Milwaukee Business Journal, and that was in 2016. And so on my beat was kind of the food and beverage industry and manufacturing, and the beer industry fell into that. And so I felt like every couple of weeks I was covering a brewery launch, and it was Third Space and Good City and City Lights. A couple other ones. Black Husky moved from the Northwoods down to the River West neighborhood in Milwaukee. And it just seemed like it was just kind of this next generation of these great Milwaukee breweries. And some of them, I think, are sticking around and still growing. Third Space seems to be continue to be in terrific shape. That's probably my favorite beer that I drink the most is the Third Space Happy Place. But I, you know, the rest of them, you know, it's been 8 years now. And so running, you know, operating a brewery for 8 years, do you consider that success too? Because I think that's a pretty long time for some breweries to be lasting.
You know, I talked to Tommy Vandervoort from Enlightened about this, and he said, you know, I mean, of course you feel like, you know, it's, if the business were a certain level of success, it would be going on. But he points to, and I think this is something really critical with breweries and other businesses, like, you know, hospitality businesses, is the people that you come into contact with and love your product and love your experiences, and you know, you really build a strong bond with those people, and they have great memories that they will have forever of all the good times that they had in your tap room, or even with your beer in the backyard, or, you know, listen to Uke on the radio or whatever. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to look at it, but yeah, I mean, this is a bottom line type week for the industry right now.
Yeah. Well, Chris, what you're going to join us for another segment here as well on the show too, right? Absolutely. So Chris is going to stick with us after the break here. We got to pay some bills here at the Civic Media Network, so we're going to head to a break here. And Chris is going to join us for one more segment to talk about all of this discombobulating change in the Milwaukee brewery scene. Stick with us here on the Civic Media Network.